freedom is this weird, weird concept and idea, because freedom is something that growing up, I thought of freedom in a different way. You see, as a little kid, when you talk about freedom, it's usually connected with this idea of being able to do what I want, okay? Like, free time at school or at home or anything like that is I get to do what I want, how I want it, when I want it. I mean, there are still rules affiliated with that, but it's my choice, okay? And growing up, like, I was still connected with this idea. But what I want to talk today, freedom is actually restricting ourselves so that good things come out of it. You see, everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Freedom, especially when it comes to our finances and how we spend our money and where we spend our money, that's difficult. You see, we have this idea that I want it, I'm going to get it, I can afford it. But I want to tell you that just because you can afford it doesn't mean that you should have it. We're going to get back to that, but just because you can afford it doesn't mean that you should have it. Okay, letting money control you, like this idea of what leads your heart, what leads your mind. Okay, sorry, I thought I skipped a page. It's hard. Being good with your money, being good with a budget, being good with how you spend, it's difficult. There's a reason that among the top listed causes of emotional and relational tension that eventually leads to divorce, money is listed. Finances is listed as one of the leading causes of divorce. You can't reconcile it. You can't agree on it. You fight over it constantly, and then you separate because you can't agree with one another. Money is this powerful thing that is talked about in Scripture a lot. But just like everything else, God's will for us is not that things control us, but that we control things. God's will for us is that our money doesn't control us, we control our money. We're going to talk a little today about what all that means and how controlling our finances is hard. I got to admit that I struggle with this, and I've struggled with this for a while, with how I spend my money. I know I've admitted it from right here. Okay, I've admitted it from there before, that how I spend my money, that's a struggle for me. I like things. I like buying things, especially if they're made of wood and make music, okay? And the lovely thing about being here at this church is that the lovely oasis of music that is called Elderly Instruments is two blocks away, okay? I don't go there that often because I tend to get in trouble when I do. For instance, this was when Susie and I were dating, and she had every right to be upset about this. Okay, I went to Elderly Instruments. I had just gotten like a big paycheck, and I had this money, and I went to Elderly Instruments to look around, and I had been looking for an acoustic guitar amp for a long time, you know, like 6 or 8 weeks. I had been looking for an acoustic guitar amp. I said I like shiny things, okay, don't judge me too much. Okay, so I went to Elderly Instruments, and I ended up walking out with this monstrous acoustic amp, and it was awesome. It did everything that I wanted it to do. But on the way home, I had to stop and buy roses because I knew I was going to get in trouble. So moral of the story, roses fix everything. Okay, roses fix everything. Make a note, gentlemen. Okay, I know people are shaking their heads. It's bad. Okay, hey, the funny thing about that, and this is hard to admit and painful to admit, that thing that I wanted so much at the time now sits in my office and gets used like once every 2 years. And most of the time it's because I lend it out to people. Yeah, that's not happy to admit that. So I've done a few things, actually, that have helped me to change this. I had to be intentional about how I changed this. And these are just a few things I want to share that I've done to help me be more financially accountable. I stopped carrying a lot of cash with me. I don't like credit cards that much. I have family members and friends who, soon after getting married, bought what they could pay off later, and then it caught up with them, and yeah, and it was bad. And I have had this tension about having a credit card now, but when I would carry money with me, I could spend it how I wanted, and then I could just not tell somebody, okay, because there was no accountability there. And the thing was, now when I have to pay for things with a card, Susie, who has access to all our bank accounts, like, I'm telling you, you both should have access to your bank accounts, okay, but she can see whatever I spend, and then she can be like, Eric, what are you doing? And I can be like, here's roses. Okay, so those things, like those intentional accountability things, you have to be intentional. Remember what I said before about pulling back on freedom, limiting and restricting yourself so that you can honor God with what you're able to do because you're not tied down by the decisions and choices that you've made? Another thing I started doing, and this is silly, but I started using loyalty cards with things. And like, if you use your phone, you can get an app on your phone where it will show up. Like, for instance, Speedway. Okay, I love Speedway. I love Mountain Dew slushies. I have one sitting in the wing over there right now. And the reason that I have one this morning is because I pick up teens every Sunday at 5:55 in the morning so they can be here to run sound and help set stuff up and so that I can make fun of them because they fall asleep in the balcony. And wonderful things, but we take them to Speedway every morning because we all know that if you're going to wake up at 5:55 in the morning to go to church, you deserve a slushie. Okay, amen. But Susie gets these reward notifications on her phone, and it's fun. Like, today I got another one. I assume she got it, and she didn't text me about it. She normally does. But if I go during the week and that pops up, I'll get this text from Susie like, what are you doing? Setting up that accountability and that intentional people asking you questions, you're being intentional even with little things about how you're acting out and living your freedom. We see in John 8 where we have, if Christ has set you free, you are free indeed. And this is talking about sin. This is talking about not being, you know, pulled back into things that God has set you free from, but God has also made you so that you, through him, can conquer the addiction and struggles in your life. You see, God wants you to succeed with your finances, but that's going to take some intentional accountability and honoring God with how you live it out. And it's not easy. I want to have, okay, this is a little off topic, but I want to have like a six-pack and really big arms, and I want to be able to, I've never been able to run, but I want to be able to run, okay? But I never work out. Okay? I want that stuff, but I obviously don't want it enough to make the intentional choice to change my lifestyle, to wake up, to change what I eat, to give up Mountain Dew slushies, okay? I don't do those things because I obviously don't want it as much as I want to be able to eat what I want, how I want, when I want, and not exercise. Living intentional with your finances is hard. Setting a budget and living it is hard. But I'm telling you that God's will for your life is for you to control your finances and not let your finances control you. We're talking about freedom. You You aren't free if you're strapping yourself down to everything. You have to work on getting out of that. The past couple of months, I've been working on how long it's going to take me and Susie to get out of debt, because I don't believe that debt and the weight and the stress and the anxiety affiliated with debt is God's hope for my life. I want to have more freedom with my finances because I want to be able to give more. I want to be able to bless more people. I want to be able to have more freedom to do what God calls me to do when I do it and right then. But I have to be intentional now. I have to work hard now and limit my freedom. You catch that wording there. Limit myself so that I can live how God wants me to live. One of the things that I started doing is I am terrible at writing tithe checks. I would forget every Sunday. I'm busy on Sundays, okay? So I'd put it in my wallet, and I would get to the end of the 11 o'clock service here, and I'd sit down, and I'd be like, man, my wallet's digging into my hip. Oh, tithe check. Okay, and then halfway through the week, I'd drop it in the box, okay, at the office, because I was so bad at forgetting. So I intentionally set it up so that I'd had it sent every week, or, you know, every paycheck from my bank, because I still have to approve it. But I wanted to be intentional right from the get-go. Hey, God, this is what you've blessed me with. This is what you've given me. Here it is. I wanted to be intentional with it. I wanted to not only be accountable to you all, I not only wanted to be accountable to my boys and to my wife, but I wanted to be most importantly accountable to God with how I spend my money. So that was another little itty-bitty thing that I did. But another thing that I'm doing, and this is another thing with that I can get it if I really stretched it and didn't, you know, if I put off getting out of debt, I want the new iPhone. I like shiny things. I've told you before, I like shiny things. Okay, and there's really cool features with it, and it's skinnier, and it's bigger, and it's fun. Okay, but guess what I'm not getting? The new iPhone, okay? I'm not getting that because that's money that I can use to get out of debt. That's money that I can use to bless people. That's money that I can use to do things God wants me to do, because I'm not spending money on something I don't need and something I can't afford right now. I don't remember where it's in most of the Gospels, where you have the rich young ruler. Okay, the rich young ruler comes to Jesus, and he says, what do I have to do to follow you? And Jesus says, hey, have you done these? Yeah, I've done all the commandments. I'm great at following these. These are not what's holding me back from you. These are not what's holding me back from following God and just giving it. And Jesus sees what it is. And he tells this man that one thing in his life that he couldn't surrender. And he tells him, hey, take what you have and sell it, give it away, and come follow me. I'm not telling you that it's God's will that you sell everything you have and that you give it to the church, okay? I'm not telling you that. But this man, that was the thing that was holding him. That was his stumbling block. That was what held him back. And Jesus saw it, and he said it. That's hard. It's hard when life looks different than what we want it. because this rich young ruler, this guy, I assume he was well off. He could have done awesome things, but he knew that was what was holding him back from Jesus, and he couldn't let him get over it. He couldn't let himself surrender it. You see, there are things in your life that it's going to look different for each and every one of you. Maybe it is money. Maybe it's that job that you hate that God's saying, I'm not done using you there yet. Even though you want to quit, I'm not done using you there yet. Maybe it's that kid that tries your patience every day. Okay, that is a big one. Okay, a kid that tries your patience every day and you're just saying, I know God's not done with them. God's still using me in their life. I'm not giving up on it. I'm going to surrender this to Jesus. Whatever it is in your life, because I know there's something that Jesus is working on your heart. For the rich young ruler, it was all that money. For some of us, it's all that debt. Because it's heavy. It's stressful. It brings depression and anxiety and uncertainty and pain and strife. Because all we can think is, where is it going to come from? How am I going to do this? I'm telling you today that God's will is that you take control of your finances and that you take control of every part of your life. But today I'm specifically talking about finances. Take control of it because it's God's will for you. Lead your checkbook because it's what God wants. There are a lot of things that Jesus tells us are permissible, but they're not beneficial in our hearts and in our lives. I think of, for instance, the rich young ruler. Sorry, thought process. But I think, for instance, of Israel, things that God told Israel that they shouldn't do and they shouldn't have, but God gave it to them anyways because they wanted it. I saw some people mouth it. The king. Israel wanted what everyone else had. God was their king. God was leading them. God was directing them. He was providing for them. He was doing amazing things. But these people are looking around and they're seeing all the other nations and they're like, ooh, it's shiny. Okay. I want what they have. And God says, you don't want it. It's going to lead to pain. And they say, I do want it. And God says, okay, well, I'll give it to you. But if they do this, 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 or this, it's going to lead to pain. It's going to lead to destruction. It's going to lead to you being separated from me. If they amass wives, that was an alliance thing. God's saying, I'm your provider. I'm the only one you need on your side. Don't worry about making political and religious alliances with the neighboring nations because I'm the one that you're relying on. Okay? So they had amassing wives. They had amassing riches. They had getting giant armies. And I love to point this out because it's kind of cool. One of the biggest kings in Israel's history that we look at as one of the smartest and the most amazing and the wisest, the wisest was Solomon. And yet, if we look at what Solomon did, he did everything that God told the king not to do. He amassed wives. He amassed wealth. He amassed armies. He shared and, you know, he showed off his wealth. He did everything he wasn't supposed to do, and yet what God told him would happen happened. It ended in destruction. What's in your life that God is saying, hey, It's permissible, but it's not beneficial. What do you need to cut out? Because you got to write it down. And you got to speak to an accountability partner about it today. Yes, accountability partners. Those are those people that we talk to and we share everything with of the same gender, okay? My best friend, Nathan, who was here 2 weeks ago, he's my accountability partner. We've been accountability partners since like fifth grade. What are those things that God is speaking to you about that you need to be intentional about talking to people about to hold you accountable and to lead you and lead your family and lead your finances and lead your heart where God wants them to be? We talked about this rich young ruler. The rich young ruler throughout church history. I'm not saying this is 100% bona fide fact, okay? But we've had speculation and thoughts throughout history that the rich young ruler ends up being, Barnabas in Acts 4. Where Acts 4, Barnabas comes before and he sells this plot of land that he has and he brings the money before the church and he gives it to him. We talked a little bit about how this rich young ruler had that one thing in his life that he just couldn't give. He couldn't let control of it. He couldn't give up control. And yet, if it's true, we read later that the same person who couldn't give up control, God turned around and brought out of it. God's will for you is not that you drown in your finances and drown in whatever else it is that you're fighting to not let control you. God's will for you is that through Christ Jesus, through the accountability, through the intentional living, that you overcome it. Write down what God has spoken to you about today. Speak to somebody about it and change. Don't be like me where I want to get in shape and yet I never change what I eat and I never exercise and yada, 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 yada. The list goes on and on. Today, make the small steps. Even if it's something as simple as just getting a loyalty card or switching the way you pay for things. God's will for you is victory. We're going to pray and we're going to be dismissed. But I want you to know that God loves every single one of you. Immensely, immeasurably, crazy, strong, powerful, loves you beyond comprehension. He loves you. And his will for you is success. And his will for you is for you to intentionally live for him. Let's pray. God, thank you for today. Thank you for difficult things to say because it's said in your name. And it's because you want us to hear it. God, speak to us more. Lead our hearts, lead our minds. Direct us, point us, guide us. And don't let us come into this place and have an awesome encounter with you and hear from you and be led by you and then walk out the door and not do anything with it. God, help us to be intentional. To choose things that point us in the direction of freedom. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.